The city of Ashland is putting together a collaboration to expand the city's use of non-motorized transportation. That includes expanding sidewalks, walkways, and bike trails. KBIA's Maureen Lewis-Stomp has more on the effort in Ashland.
Ashland residents are starting to notice fewer people are using their cars. Jennifer Grabner is the director of the Southern Boone Learning Garden, a community garden and learning space associated with the Southern Boone County School District.
Just over the last 3 or 4 years, I've noticed a lot more people, kids and adults, who are out in the streets of Ashland. They're walking, they're biking, they're jogging, they're pushing kids in strollers, they're walking dogs, and we're just seeing more and more and more in that.
Grabner says she is seeing a need for expanding sidewalks, pedestrian walkways, and bike trails. The Learning Garden recently received a grant from the Missouri Foundation for Health. A part of the grant requires the garden to form a partnership with the community to support healthy living. Grabner looked to team up with the group Livable Streets. Missouri Livable Streets is an organization which helps cities create policies to expand sidewalks, pedestrian crosswalks, bike trails, wheelchair ramps, bus stops, and safe roads for vehicles. They are affiliated with PedNet, a coalition which educates about active transportation. Robert Johnson is the PedNet Director of Consulting. He spoke at a recent meeting in Ashland to educate the community about how the city could improve its walkways and trails.
We can provide them with additional technical assistance, you know, review policy, show them best practices, that sort of thing.
Johnson also stressed the importance of transportation equality for those who don't drive, as well as for those who want to stay fit. Ashland Police Chief Lynn Wolford believes that this partnership could help solve some public safety issues.
As we would progress with this, it would take the pedestrian out of the traffic. So that's my concern right now because we have no alternative at this point.
Community members have voiced concerns about where sidewalks and walkways should be placed, as well as how this could be funded. The city would have to apply for a different grant, with the rest of the funds to be included in the city budget. But Grabner is hopeful Ashland and other cities can still improve this carless transportation. Ashland residents plan to start talking to city council members about proposing resolutions and ordinances to build more sidewalks, crosswalks, and bike trails. But seeing results could take a few years. Maureen Lewis-Stump, KBIA News.